Now, as the Rashi writes, at this point, we can organize everything we've seen since the beginning of the year. Now's the time to organize it, see what we have. We saw the Rambam. Rambam is like this. Chatchila, you only give an animal to shech, to someone you know, is a mumchan a mochsuk. That is the Rambam, Perek Dal Chadalad. He's Yodeh HaShechita, and he's also Rogil Hu. Now, a chever shot of a cotton who fits into that category, you don't give it to them, but if they shecht someone omer al gabov, then it's good. Okay. So the Rambam learns the Gemara in Sukkah. Rambam learns the Gemara on Sukkah is talking about different than Rashi. Rashi says Ainu Yodeh Hilchos Shechita. Rambam says Yodeh Hilchos Shechita V'Yochel La'Amenes Yodov. And therefore the Rambam learns the Mishnah Daf Peivav that any cotton, independent of Yodeh Hilchos Shechita, independent of Yochel La'Amenes Yodov, if he shechts ben or ben atzmo, it's nevela, and is not chayiv in kisi adam, and also it's beno yochel lishchot achron, because rov maaseh mekukolim. Now, there is a loch of rov matzureitz shechita mumchon. So if we see someone shechts and he goes off, we assume that he, what do we assume? We assume that imichenu de'et slenu shachar. Inu yisro merach, v'halach lalu yodarim yodeh ameinu yodeh, have zimuteres. Why is it muteres? Because rov matzureitz shechita mumchon. We still have to check. That means, according to the Rambam, the degree of safek, there's a rov and a miyut. The miyut is big enough that it has to be checked. Except if you can't check, you lie in rov. Iluf, you don't have to check. Why? Iluf lo chashinin. Because the Rambam says, even yodei hilchos shechita in halacha gimel, and he's not a muchzik, but Im shachat chilu ben uven atzmo shchitos ha'ksheira. Okay, now, but when we come to Meshumid, the Rambam is a very extreme halacha. I pointed that out. But Yisrael Meshumid aver ben averis. The Rambam is not machalik between Meshumid to Nevela, Meshumid to Kilayim, Meshumid to Orla, anything. It's all one thing. Now, I very show you mumcha. If he's a mumcha, I was a shochet lechat chilo. But you need dika sakin. Akach yit neno. Now, the Rambam Hilchasedis, so the Rambam, and the only Rambam, and the Rambam is very, very extreme. Lo shove keter v'ochel yisura applies to every Jew until he has a shita against it. If he has a shita against it, then it's a separate psul of min. Does we say or not is irrelevant in shita. It'd be relevant to other things. But the Rambam is a very extreme shita. That let's say you have a good fellow, a good mafioso. He he believes, he doesn't believe, you know, like all these people, that, you know. But Lo Shava Keter V'Ochel Yisuf. And Rambam writes very extreme. Sharei, he says, She'enu meniach dava mutu v'ochel dava otzer she'zeh chazoku al kol Yisrael afilu ha'reshoyim mehen. More than that, maybe there's a myriad of people not like that. So here the Rambam says, you can give him l'chatchilo. You give him l'chatchilo, and then he can be shalchei ben ol ben atzma. You don't have to check it all. Nothing. You rely on him totally. The Rambam Hilchos Eidus says more than that. Rambam has a deep belief in Jews. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin. Eidecha Nemen V'Yisru Rav Pishu Potsu L'Shar Eidus. Sheri Roshu Ba'averi Sheshochat Shkutotso K'shera. V'Nemen Lomak Halacha Shochatati. That means, according to the Rambam, a Roshu Ba'averi has nemonis and eidecha nemen v'yisur. That's what he got out of our sugya. The Rosha said, Lo shava keter v'ochel yisura. If he shouts and he tells you it's kosher, you can rely on it. More than that, the chazaka of Lo shava keter v'ochel yisura is more than the chazaka of Roma Tzunet Shishkritim Omchem. Robert says, you have to check. Here I can rely on Chatchil, give it to him, and I don't have to check that he did a good job. I don't have to ask him anything. Ram is a very extreme shita in this chazok of his, that deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing. There's a very deep Rambam here. In terms of his belief that every Jew says Achzchok Al Kol Yisrael Afilu Al Roshoyim Shabehem, Roshava Keter V'Achol Yisrael. If he has a sheet against it, so that's something else. Now, what about Kusi Tzeduki? Now, the Rambam also, in his definition of min. Have to be very, very careful. We're going to see the Rashba has a different definition of min. Min is anyone, he says, a min has a din of akum, the same thing as Hilchos Tshuva. Someone doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, is a min. Someone doesn't believe in a mitzvah, is a min. Has a din of an akum. But the Tzedukim, whatever historically the Kusim were, they didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. The Tzedukim are the same thing. But a Tzeduki, second generation, is Kosher L'Shchita, even though he doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. But there's a very big difference. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a mumcha, because the Yisrael Mishum is aver. We're talking about even a mumcha. Imshach b'faneinu is good, but no. Why? But why don't we say Roma Tzunei Tzishchita Mumchaim? Because Roma Tzunei Tzishchita Mumchaim is only if you care about it. If you don't care about it, so you're an expert in sloppy shchita. An expert in sloppy shchita is an expert in sloppy shchita. If you do something sloppy 100 times, so you're very expert in doing it sloppy 101st time. Sometimes yes, good. We'll get back to this when we'll see how the Ramban and Rashi. Ramban and Rashba come from a whole different angle. And there's a number of major differences between the Ramban and the Rashba. They overlap. But as the Rashba said in the beginning, he says, now that we finished everything, we can organize it and come out with all its kolam. Rashba says like this. We'll go to Rashba in Chadushim, and then whatever he's missing here, we'll in Torah Sabaya supplement. But it's more. Oh, okay. Rashba says, "Klolad naktina mehanir shmaitz." So, what's the cloud that comes out of all these halachas we had? Hakol shokl chatchila afilu shen yadu alanu shiyodim hilchos chita. You can give anyone to shech because you'll check him later on. That means you can create. Now the Rashba is of the opinion very clearly throughout Chulin. There's no difference between a mir hamotzu and mir chain hamotzu. He's cholek and all Rishonim who say there is. The Rashba's cholek. You don't have to check either. Except you're not allowed to be malam ayim in it if it's in front of you. But that's not really 100% accurate because that means if someone shechts, so Robert Tureitzi Shechita Mumcha, I can assume it's a Mumcha. But if you're standing in front of us, you ask him. But you don't ask him if he's Misalev because that Lo Chachin and Klal. There's a certain small degree of there's certain miyut that's small enough that's not considered malamayan minhuis. That's his general, his whole mahalach. Not allowed to be malamayan minhuis. In a mira motzi, mir chain motzi. An extreme miyut is not malamayan, it just doesn't exist. And we're going to come back to a more precise definition of how the Rashba does it. But, and l'chatchila, I can set up a situation where I may be able to check, I may not be able to check, and b'dievet, I'll rely on both. Rashba is very clear. If the fallback is the b'di'evit, I can rely on Rav. Rashba and Ramban is the most clear on this. Okay, now, Echa Yisra, come on. Echa the Eina Mumcha. No. Yodim Moshene Yodeh Lo Ma Hilcho Shechita. Okay. He doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. And here there's a subtle difference between him and the Rambam. And that's going to have, he says, Otzelechom Shechita also. It's a Gemara Daftas. Okay. Because even afterwards you'll tell him, oh, there's such a thing called Drosa. No, I didn't do that. No. Since Bishas Maisi, he didn't know these halachas. So therefore, you kind of later on say that he paid attention, too clear, paid attention. Umiu. Ba'acherim roen also, betchila v'atzof, ocha m'shchitotso. Rambam would agree with that. Because the Rambam says, eini yodeya hilcha shchita. And Eino Yodeh Hilcha Shechita. What is it? But the Rambam adds, and if he does, Karva Dolio Sofak Neveh, which the Beis Halevi explained, is a Sofak Rov. Rashba just says it's awesome, doesn't say anything. According to the Rambam, if in Ain a mumcha shechts, you're chayiv in kisei adam misafek. You're also lishchot achrov misafek. Or the Rashba, I don't know yet. Venira, now he says, the ba'omer al gav of mutar limsalo l'chatchilo. He says, now, and yodei ha'chashchita, what is the situation? Situation is that if he shechts it's awesome. Omer el gav, why? This X percent, he doesn't say vade nevela, suffik nevela, he doesn't get into that which the Rambam gets into. Just awesome. Now, why? There's a row, we assume the row was messed up, the row was, it's messed up, or just we have no knowledge of, you know, rovs and no mitz. Because I have a simple question. The Rambam is very clear. Karva W Safak Navela, that means there's a suffix whether there is a rove or not a rove. If there is a rove, then rove good means the rove goes against the chazaka bein v'chayav chazkes omedes. If there's a miut, so then we go with the chazaka, and it's the suffix of a rove and suffix novela. Very clear situation in the Rambam. The Rashba just says also, and the question is also the Raisa, also the Rabbonan, also Mishum Sofek, Sofek Nevela, Chayev and Kisi Adam Misofek, Mutalesh Chutachur, also that. He doesn't talk. But then he says, so, some percentage, the some percentage that it's no good. But, and when someone's checking, you know, always some percentage he won't catch. But I can't, if I take those two some percentages, that's small enough I can create such a suffix and rely on Rove in the end. Omid al Gabov Mutal. Omer al Gabov Mutar Limsalo Chatchila. That means, even though I know there's a strong possibility that it's messed up, and I can catch most of that, but I can't catch all of it. But that small amount, I'm allowed to create the Chatchila and rely on the Rov. Ben Adoma the Chereshot of a cotton. What about a chever shot of a cotton? She'eni yodei la'amen es yodov. And a chayrim rowan also. Depends how you interpret the Gemara and Sukkah. Let's see what he said. Elin yin cotton. Im eini yodei la'amen es yodov l'shchita. Apo pishi yodei l'shchita. Eim osu lo l'chadchila. L'chayrim rowan also. Shemi yikalkulu. But, v'yim shachar v'chem roro, so v'tchil v'atzov shchitos in k'sher. Wait 1 second. That means, what the Rashba is telling us is as follows. Let's put it in terms of roves and miyuts. That the percentage that a cotton is going to mess up is so great. Eini yodei la'amen es yodov. Any Odeh La'amen Shoda, the percentage that he's going to mess up is so great, even if he knows Hilchos Shechita, that, and my watching it, okay, a certain percentage, but not always, and that suffix, even though b'di'evit there'll be a rove and I can rely on it, I'm not allowed to set that up in advance. So the Rashba does not allow me to set up any situation that I can rely on the rove in the end. No. Here's a situation that if I set it up, then I'll be liable over the yam. But I'm not allowed to create such a safek.
That's
all
malamayim.
What?
That's called malamayim.
I don't know what it's called. But I'm describing the situation. I'm going to, you want me to explain the situation? Let me just describe the situation. And that's very, within the Rajma's world, that's very strange. And he says the same thing we saw in Torah Sabayas. And then he says as follows. Then when he gets Yisrael Ochen the Velos the Teyavon, Shchitas Kusi, before he gets to there. Shchitas Kusi, Asur La'ola B'Shchita. Okay. Because he talks, look, same is true about Stugim by Tusi. Im humumcha b'Yisrael omir al gaba mutal lecha mishchitaso. So the Rambam says that. Where does the Rambam say that? Let's see if how he saw it in the Rambam. He says, what is it? A kusi. If he's a mumcha, only if he's a mumcha. A kusi, not mumcha, Yisrael Omer al Gabov won't work. So, what does that mean? A kusi, ain't a mumcha, is worse than a cotton, sheina yodei lamed et sharaf. Cotton, sheina yodei lamed et sharaf, if he shrecht, benu ben atzmo, so what is the Mishnah, how will he, Rashi interpret the Mishnah daf pei vav? Vadai nevela. Vadai nevela. Right? So, but, Omer al Gabov will catch almost everything. And therefore, B'diyeved is kosher. Even though, without Omer al Gabov, he's going to be Vadai nevela. That's like Mishnah Pevov. How is he going to explain Mishnah Pevov? But a kusi, a tzeduki, who's not a mumcha, even Omer el Gabov doesn't work. If he's a mumcha, Omer el Gabov does work. Now all of this, it's wrong. Yeah, Rashi tells you the halachas that come out of the sugya. He does not necessarily give you the total explanation. Comes to Mummer, he gives you a very detailed explanation.
Ready?
Yeah.
Maybe the Rashi over here is saying say that Tosi could shecht with Achila. That's why he needs to be a
mumcha. What?
Maybe the Rashi over here is describing a heter with Achila. That's why he says you have to be a mumcha.
He's coming off the Rambam. He says, this is what the Rambam says.
Because then he says, Kadina like the din of Kusi and the Mishnah, din of Bayin Rava. That was Lechatchila.
Lechatchila, you can give it to him?
If Omer al Gabov is a mumcha.
When does he say that
Lekatchila
you can
give it?
I'm saying he
says Kadina the Kusim Kodesh and Olamos. Yeah, Kodesh and
Yeah. But only if he says Lahadi in the Rambam that it's only if you check the point that he's a mumcha.
You have to check that he's a mumcha. If you check that he's a mumcha, Lekatchila is all Omer el Gabov, you mean you have the same thing as a cotton. Could be. Now here, let's see where he separates from the Ramban. where he separate now he's come to tell us how he understands two things, and how he understands the law of Loshova Keter V'Ochal Yisur. And he says like this. Ramban goes like this. Ramban says like this. Anyone who shechts normally, now if someone knows what he's doing, you're not choshish that he's going to be shah daras. This person balaveira and shochet bepsul ladas. Shein torech lo. He said, no, he's just trying to shecht normally. He's not. What was he begins with lo shovek heter v'ochel yisur. He's not going to willfully mess up the shechita. You don't have to be choshed. He's going to willfully mess up. If shechita is a normal, natural act, once you get used to it. So therefore, once you get used to it, the only way it's going to go wrong is if he messes up. You're not afraid of that. Masha'en came to the Rambam when he talks about Kusi. He says, you're afraid that he'll mess up. What does it mean? That he'll try to do a good job. As long as he knows what a good job is, he'll try to do a good job. Okay. Now the following thing is, what is Rov Mitzvah in Eitz Shechita Mumchen Heim? Let's say a regular Yisrael, I saw him shecht. Okay, and he walks off. Now, did he check? So what does it mean? He did a good job, but do I have to check? But he himself has to check that he went through both simonim, and if he didn't check that he went through both simonim, so then it's awesome. So the question is as follows: I saw someone checked. I didn't see whether or not he checked both simonim. Maybe yes, maybe no. So then the question is a very simple question. Do I have to check? So if the halacha is, as the Ra'ah says, that every Jew knows the chumrah of Issa Nevela and is going to make sure everything is kosher l'mahadrin, according to Ra'ah, certainly you don't have to check. If it's based on the chesed kashrus of the Jew, that he's not going to do anything that leaves a piece, something of Sofek Nevela hanging around without telling people about it. So you don't have to check. But if the halach is, he knows Shechit and he's not going to wolfing mess up, and that's the whole thing. So then, and it's not based on any degree of Nemonis Bechlal, so just like in a regular Jew, you have to do that. In a Meshumah, you also have to do that. It says that. And that is the Bahag. Meshumah, Avam Noma, Bisra, Rob Mumchen, Eitzel, Shrik, the Mumchen, Bechabet, now he says. But I have a different shot. I have a different shot with Rob Mumchen, Eitzel, Shrik, the Mumchen, he says. What is it? Chaverim heim v'shochtum chadchila v'ze bodak u'motze shochet v'im lav lo yomotze dover shen v'suk v'tachat yodo. The Gemara says chazok al chover shen motze, that a chover, a person's medactic in mitzvahs, is going to make sure he does a good job. And that there is no potential issa coming out. If that's what Rav Metzion Yetzer Shechita Mokum Heim is, he's playing with different possibilities what Rav Metzion Yetzer Shechita Mokum Heim is. And if it's based on Chazok al Chov Hashem Motzitach Yod Dov Hashem Asukim, so then that doesn't apply to a Meshumen. And Loma came, Meshumen Loma came. But he says, I don't think that's what it's about. Because generally, we say, wrong, but this halwach of chazok al chover is only someone who I know, who I happen to know is a chover. And with the definition of a chover, a stam Jew is, doesn't have that level. So what's Rav Metzion Yetzer Shechita Mokum Heim? Go back to the Mahag. He said no. Yesh shekol ha-mumcha l'shechita rov hu shochet v'enem asad. Most people who are shochtim, he said normal human behavior is they want to do a full and complete job. Not the chassid kash. They want, they, mekubi, that's, and meshumi lo shava ketiroch chalisura is also wants to do a good job. So how, now he's defined, now he's coming up with his definition of Rav Metzion Yetzer Shechita. A person who's doing something, is trained to do it, knows what he's doing, he's going to pay attention to do a complete and full job. And a complete and full job is checking Simonim afterwards, he checks Simonim afterwards. To check, and if he didn't manage not to go through, he'll go back and do it before there's a shisha here. And there's nothing to do with nemonis. Nothing to do with nemonis. That's human behavior. That a person who's trained in something will want to do a full and complete job, and he can rely on and roll. And since Rov of the time, and he says, Rov who shochev in a masalik yodo, and that is human behavior that there's such a Rov. That's human behavior. So Rov, the way he finishes Rov Metzion Yetzer Shechita Mokum Heim. So why don't I say the same thing about Kusi? He has two tzadim. One, the Kusi will willfully want to be messed up. Or he has a different understanding what a complete job is.
For himself, he's an animal.
But by himself, but then
when it's for a Jew.
When it's for a Jew, couldn't care, or maybe he b'chadchila wants to mess up. Rambam by Kusi. But human behavior is, you're trained to do something, you know what you're doing. Rove of people in such a situation, and that's a rove we can rely on.
And how do we know it's not a chesed kashus?
He says like this. If it would be a chesed kashus, would it apply to a meshumet?
So why? Who said that it's not a chesed kashus?
And that is, the Gemara says, lo shove keteru achol yisur, means exactly that. He's not talking, he doesn't say anything. He says, let's just see what he says. Shekomi shena shochet rov eno mumche lishchom. Vezu svar krov vaguna. Af meshumet, came in the boy le mishcha behetero. He wants to shecht heter, because he knows what to do. He has an option. So if he has an option of shechting heter and not heter, he'll shecht heter. He gains nothing by not doing it. Okay. So is he talking? He doesn't mean, he says, look, this Meshumet Since every person who knows what he's doing will want to do a complete job, and a complete job includes checking that he did a complete job, and if he didn't do a complete job, he'll go back and make sure he did a complete job. L'akshava keter b'ach l'asur means even a meshumen. It could be I want to do a good job because there's a din of cheskes kashrus of a Jew who wants to do a good job. He doesn't mention that. I want to do a good job, and even in l'akshava keter b'ach l'asur, even a meshumen or novel stayoven also is interested in doing a good job. When you see in the Rajba, when he works, Yisrael Ochan Avelis Te'ovon, he says, Hazoka al Ben Das. Philbishan Yisrael, he says, Yisrael Ochan Avelis Bodek Samnos, and Kidrov, or Shabak Te'ovon, Philbishan Yisrael, and Al Gabo. Sachem Gamkin Achem, and Yisrael Sakman. The EU ain't no neman be is a shchita, but I should talk edus, a little bit less of the socket. He has no nemonis. Why? That goes like this. The dika sakin before is a tircha. Because if it's no good, you're going to have to get another sakin. Go chase for sakina. But the dika sakin afterwards, says the Rashba, not a tircha. You check, it's a good or not. But that's nemonis ready, and this meshuma doesn't have nemonis. No nemonis. He'll say it's no good there for the animals. No good to lead it anyway. Couldn't care less. So what is lo shava? So then the Rajma goes on. Why? She'enu mekalkel hashchita b'miskaven v'chazoka al ben das. Chazoka of any intelligent individual. She'en kekul hashchita yodzim itachas yodu b'mikra elem kein niskaven v'kach o hishkiach. The only time shchita gets messed up if you want to mess it up, or yes, we're sloppy and didn't pay attention. The kol ben das mashgiach b'tzad shchita. Any ben das when lo shachat rova siman b'chol. Any ben das, that's the nature of a ben das. He's not talking about a cheskes kashrus here. He already told you that the meshuman has no nemonis. He says, but I'm not talking about nemonis here. A ben das, it will take the situation, he'll do a job, he'll pay attention to make sure he does not do a sloppy job. And he'll do a complete job and make sure if it's incomplete, he'll finish it off completely. Okay. So, comes along the Rashba, and you have the Rashba and the Rambam in very opposite ends of the world. The Rambam says this Meshumid has nemonis. Loshova keter b'ochel yisur chazok, there's a din nemonis on him to say that it is a good shechita. You believe him. There's din nemonis on him to say the sakin is good. She'emas yisurim olav. If he has nothing to gain, he has full nemonis. The only time he doesn't have yitchoshed is when he has something to gain from it. He has nothing to gain, he has full nemonis, Rambam says. And Rambam will say this. And that is, he shechts and can tell you it's a good shechita. And I'm not relying only on any robes and chazakas, I'm relying also on his statement that it is a good shechita. And that he went through two simonim and the second was good. You're going to tell me it was no good? Okay. gains nothing by telling me it's good. Vishachting for me. Come to the Rajma says, no, he has no nem on us. But this is a chazoka and a bendas that who knows how to do a good job, that he'll want to do a good job, and I can trust that he did a good job. And that's it. There's a chazoka. It's a chazoka and a bendas. And Rav Mitzvah, and that's Toshava Keter V'Ochel Yisura. Now, is that the same halacha as Rav Mitzvah Tzishchita Momchem or not? At this point, the Rashi hasn't told me that. So, what do we have here? We have in this halacha lo shava keter v'ochel yisur. That means it's a chazaka. I can give it to mechatchila, relying on it, and it's such a big rove that I don't have to worry about it. I can create that, and even though I know there's no way of checking, I'll just rely on it. I don't have to ask him afterwards, did you do a good job? Because that's not nemonis. The things that require nemonis, the fact that you have to check a sock and everyone has to check a sock, and I don't know, that already is not doing a good job. That's outside the Maaseh Shechita. Inside the Maaseh Shechita, they went through two simonim, that he's doing a good job. Outside the Maaseh Shechita, that the sock didn't get ruined in the process of Shechita, that's not one that we have to check. The Rambam doesn't have him checking that. Why? He has nemonis. The Rambam is a very... Thursday, when I tell how extreme the Rambam Shita is, it's a very extreme Shita. Rely in Chazaka al Yisrael. It's a Chazaka in every Jew. I feel a Rishayim Shabbat. That Amos Yisurim Olof, he says. There's a built-in fear of Yisurim. And even though you see him normally, lo echpat lo, it couldn't care less. That's because he has some benefit. Deep down, he wants to do mitzvahs. And therefore, he has nemonis to tell you he did a good job. I checked the socket, no problem. I did this, no problem. It's a good job, no problem. Rashi says no such thing. See, the Rambam and the Rashi, but where's the Rashi limiting himself to? In Ochen the Velus Lateyovon. The Rambam drops any chilukim between Ochan Avelos, the Teyava, and his lahachas, a whole different halacha. He doesn't bring in lahachas, doesn't bring in Avelos. Just as a Rosher, he's a mover to Averis. That's it. Makes no difference. And it's all the same. It's Avelos, it's Shatnez, or it's, not Shabbos, or it's eating chametz and Pesach. All the same.
Rabbi, the Rambam is boy stuck in Ma'akev.
Yes. Yes.
Can't you trust that he did it afterwards?
What?
Can't you trust that
he did it afterwards? No. Because that's a tircha. That would be a tircha. It's a tircha.
We're assuming that the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, when he talks about the Ne'emanus of Eidechon, is even not only talking about the Rosha, so Eidos is also a Mumma.
The only because difference...
The Rambam by Mumma says, we have a Chazak, even Rishon is going back.
The Rambam only makes a difference between a Rosha and a Mumma for one thing. For the Sakim for Tircha. That means the guy who steals occasionally, okay, you don't have to be Bodek Sakim. But a mafioso who steals, His movements are stealing, so you have to be Bodek Sak. So you have to have Mr. Mafioso. He's a Jewish crook. He doesn't believe in the Yisik Gneva. Gneva is irrelevant to him. So what? But when I mentioned at Thursday the Rambam's deep belief in a desire of a Jew to do what, to do good, is incredible. It's incredible. And you think the ramifications are. And the fact that the Rajba disagrees, no surprise. He has no nemonis. Pashas the Ramban also has no nemonis. Okay, where did the Rambam? And when the Rajba describes it, what is it? Chazoka al ben das. The chazoka on any normally intelligent, mature person, that if he does a job, he's going to do a job well, in a complete way, and not mess up and not be sloppy. And since the only way, and that's a general thing, what is Lo Shava Keter Roach L'Yisura? Is this person going to willfully be sloppy, willfully mess up, go against this Chazok and a Bendas? There are two separate levels happening in the Rajba, just notice. One is Chazok and Abendas. He's going to do a full, complete job. Second of all, now, maybe this Mumala Teyavan is going to willfully do something, willfully be sloppy, and go against this Chazok and Abendas? No. Lo Shava Keter Vach Lissur. So you begin with one general human behavior, and then you get, what do you think, how this person fits into that? Oh, he'd have to willfully do something, a sloppily? No, he'll do it like every normal bendath does, a complete full job. And that is not, that's a chazak in every bendath about everything. And it could be, as we'll see, as we'll go along, that may be the halacha of that people don't get involved. A ben das wants to do a good job. He's not going to get involved in something he doesn't know what he's talking about. And if he does know what he's talking about, he'll do a good job. And okay, but this is, we're just beginning to see what the halacha of Roma Tzunei Tzashchita Mumchein is. And it's certainly very different. Now, he understands that not every bendas is like this. So you have to check. But is he a mumcha, not a mumcha? But once he is a mumcha, so what is Roma Tzunei Tzashchita Mumchein? Most people are not going to get involved in something they don't know what they're doing. But not everyone. You have to check. But once he knows what he's doing, there's another chazaka that he'll do a complete and full job. So just, and then Lo Shava Keter Vach L'Yisur says, and this person, in order not to do a good job, will willfully have to be sloppy, will go against his normal human behavior. That one, that is not chasher on Lo Shava Keter Vach L'Yisur. Just see the different levels that he's working with. He's very, 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 very clear. Now, so let's just go back and sort of put things in perspective. Okay. Before we continue in the Rajma, and he's now going on to the problem of checking the simonim. But the Rashba said as follows. that I can create a suffix. If I know I'm going to check later, because of b'dievet, I can rely on Rolf. I can create, in the case of Israel, she'eino mumcha. If he shechts by himself, it's also. And he doesn't enlighten us why it's also. And that's a problem. Yisrael she'eino mumcha, what do we assume? A rov is no good, a mi'at's no good, a mi'at, how much, he doesn't say. But Rashi is working with the idea that Omer al Gabo is not 100% guarantee. It's a partial guarantee. But the percentage of his mess up and the percentage of the ability to catch is so small, I can create that suffix l'chadchila and rely on a rov. So there are certain situations I can create a suffix l'chadchila and rely on a rov. On the other hand, cotton, his percentage of mess up is much greater. And therefore, if he shechts, benu benatzot zvadai nevela, because rov maseyem ukolam. And therefore, since it's even though omid al gabov is b'dievet all right, that means he'll be able to catch almost everything, but the percentage that he'll be able to catch is a miyut that I'm not allowed to create l'chadchila. I can rely on rov b'dievet. So, not every time that I can rely on the rov b'dievet can I create such a suffix. And that is a major thing the Rashba leaves open for exactly defining, at least this point, we haven't seen it yet, which rovs you can create, which rovs you can't create. But that's what that boils down to what he's saying. The problem is he doesn't tell us why. And ain't a mumchu, and ain't yodel chashritu who shechts, it's also. Safek nevele, also the rabbonon. But then it doesn't say. It specifically says, but since he's a bendas, and again, he's going bendas, so most of the time it's going to be good, it says. Most of the time it will be good. And I can't rely on that rov, so rov ma'aseh m'sukonim. So then I have a rov, but that rov's not enough to cancel out the chazaka of b'eim v'chayev v'chazkis romedes. It's awesome. But a cotton. Therefore, since I have a rove, and now I can check even a greater part of that rove. So l'chori, it's a miyuta de miyuta, and I don't have to be choshesh. I have a miyut, but that miyut is big enough to answer. And now I'm checking. What I can't catch is another miyut. And it's a miyut of a miyut. That apparently is how he does it. Masha Enkin, in the case of cotton, the rove of what he does is no good. And therefore, what I can check is a miyut, is a rove. But what remains is not the miyut of a rove, the miyut of a miyut, and therefore I can't create that l'chadchila. I can only rely on it but the effort. Something that we'll have to continue understanding in the Rashba. But just notice it, understand what's happening here. Okay, this is an outline of everything, and we'll finish it. We'll finish the balance of the Rajbha and try to define things a little more precisely as we go on.